Rabbi Shelo Amru, the name of Rabbi Shelo, they said over him, that Chosin Potter. No, only the Chosin. He himself is Potter from saying Kriyashma. So Rashi says, Mikriyashma de Torid. Because he has a lot of Tirda. He's very busy. But the rest of the people that are there by the Chasna, by the Chuppah, just to be Mesameachim, to do the mitzvah, Simchas Chosin, they have a Chiyah to say Kriyashma. The less lelahani tanoi yosef b'mitzvah potem in a mitzvah. So Rashi says these tanoi Rav Shelo does not hold from the p'tur of yosef b'mitzvah potem in a mitzvah. Therefore, the rest of them are chayovim. There could be chayiv in tefillin, in tefillah, and in krishma. The chayiv in all of them. They see all there's no p'tur of yosef b'mitzvah potem in a mitzvah. Just the chosin himself lemaisi, he's torrid. He's too busy right now. He can't have kavanah. So therefore, we don't tell him to stop. Not to have kavanah, not to do what you're doing, because he can't. So therefore, the chosn himself that's so torrid, he doesn't have to daven or say krishma. But the other ones there by the chosn, just in mesameachim, they have to do the mitzvahs. Yeah. The Torah also says, "But a chosn ain't yochel lechaven by the klal." The chosn can't. He's too torrid right now. Afilu b'pasuk rishon, even by krishma, he holds that potter. Because the chosn lechlal is too busy now. But the shar b'nei chopa, they could be mechavin, they have to. Matanya, Omer Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya. Koisvei svorim. People that write svorim, they're doing mitzvahs right now, they write svorim. Amnas people should be able to learn from them. Or else tefillin or mezuzois, they write tefillin, the shem mitzvah, people should be able to wear tefillin. Or else mezuzois is aloha hein, the seifrim, the people that are writing it. V'tagreim, the people that sell it. The tagre tagreim, if you buy it from somebody, almanas to sell to somebody else. But all you're doing is the shmo. Almanas that people should have Torah, tefillin, and mezuzahs. That's why you're doing it. V'chol oiskim b'mlecha shemayim, anybody that's doing oisikim b'mlecha shemayim, and you're doing mitzvahs, is yepoter lasuye. This comes to include also moichre tcheles. Even if you're selling tcheles, you're selling the blue wool to be able to make on your tzitzis tcheles, the locker is that's called the Oisik and the Mitzvah, and therefore Pturin Mikriyashma, or Minatfila, or Minatfilin, or Mikol Mitzvah Samurais Batera. That is the Ptur of Oisik and Mitzvah, Potem and the Mitzvah. Since you're doing a Mitzvah now and writing Tfilin, writing Mezuzahs, Bishash, you're doing this Mitzvah, or else you're selling them. And what the locker means, you're not selling it only to make a panosa. Your Iker is that people should have Tfilin. Even though you make a little money, but still if you ikka purpose why you're doing it is that people should have tefillin, you want to make it able for them to get it, then you have this plural. It's called Yesif mitzvah, and you put them in kol mitzvahs. Rashi says, Tagreim, halokhim mehem, kadeilim chol hamtsiyo l'tzorech lehem, that they buy it, but almanas to have it on hand, if anybody needs tefillin, they'll be able to sell it to them. Or as merkri, tchelos tzitzis, he's aloha, they're all put them in a mitzvahs. Lekayim divu Rabbi Yosi, to Mekayim Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Shoye Rabbi Yosi Aglili Omer. He used to hold that Oisik be mitzvahs potem in a mitzvah. There's also called the case if Yosik be mitzvah you potem in a mitzvahs. There's the Rashi said before, Shaila holds not like that. If you want to send Rabbi Yosi Aglili, holds yes, that Oisik be mitzvahs potem in a mitzvahs. And Avada means that Bishasta actually writing, they can't do two mitzvahs at the same time. So when they're writing the potter from Kriyashma, the potter from Tefillin, the potter from other mitzvahs. But Avada, when they're not writing, when they're not busy, just the fact they have Tefillin to sell, that doesn't give them a p'tur. When they could do the mitzvahs, they're mechuyah to do the mitzvahs. Just when they're actually doing the work of writing or actually selling it, at that time when they're oisik of the mitzvah, they're potter from doing other mitzvahs. Tana Rabbanu, the Brisa says, Hol Ched Rochem. People that are traveling, come Sukkis, Chol Hamoed, you have to travel, you're on your way, you're traveling someplace. Biyoim is Pturim min Asukah Biyoim. If Yikah traveling is done by daytime, so by daytime you're potter from eating and drinking in the Sukkah. Although the Chayovim Balayla, when it comes nighttime though, you're not traveling, you have a Chiyav to eat to sleep in the Sukkah. This is different, like Rashi said in the Mishnah, by Hochel Dva Mitzvah. By if you're going with Dva Mitzvah, there we say you're potter by Yoim and by Laila. That's Shluchei Mitzvah, because there you're being Oisik in the Mitzvah. Mashenken, if you stam holich b'drochem, stam you're traveling, you're going places, not the Dva Mitzvah, then we say you're only potter when you're actually traveling. Mashenken, at night time you have a chiyuv to be in the Sukkah. What about holchei drochem b'layla? If you travel at night time, the loch is pturim in asukkah b'layla. At night time you have a ptur not to eat, not to sleep in the Sukkah. But at daytime you have a chiyuv to eat and sleep in the Sukkah.
What about Holchej Rochim Bayom Balayla? You're such a busy guy, you have to get there fast. You're traveling day and night. Halacha is Pturim Minasuka Bein Bayom or Bein Balayla. Both times, you're potter from Mitzvah Sukkah. Bayom and Balayla. So Rashi learns, Holchej Rochim, Bayom Pturim Minasuka Bayom. What's the Ptur here? The Echsiv, because the Pasuk says, Ba'asuka is Teshvu. You have to live in your Sukkah. Now we darshin kein yeshivas beisai. The same way you live in your house the whole year, that's the way you have to live in the sukkah these 7 days. That means kashem shekol hashana. Eina nimne meleches baderech b'schayra, just like the whole year round. If you have to go on a business trip, you have to go someplace, you don't say, but I have to be home, I can't leave my house. No. Now you're allowed to leave your house, you want to leave your house, gesundheit. Throughout the whole year, when you have to travel, you travel. Is kach kol yomay sachag. The same thing the law applies by sukkis. Shein a yom tov, when it's not a yom tiv, lo yetzurich lo akosel lemayim. The pasuk just says, ba'asukas teshvu, means live in the sukkah the same way you live in the house. And if by living in your house, if you have to go someplace, you don't stay home, you go someplace, who adin during sukkahs also? You have a right not to be in your sukkah, but to travel. So therefore, if you're traveling by day, you have a right by daytime not to be in the sukkah. But it comes nighttime, now you're not traveling, you have no heter. Now you have to go find yourself a sukkah and sleep there and eat there. If you're traveling by nighttime, you're potter by nighttime, by daytime you're chayiv. If you're traveling both day and night, then you're potter day and night also. What about the Gemara says, Vaito, Holchen Advar Mitzvah? Let's say somebody's going to do a Dvar Mitzvah, he's a Moyel, he's going to do a Bris Milu now, he's going to Dvar Mitzvah, is Pturin Bein Bayem or Bein Balayla. Here, even though he's only traveling by daytime, still, the locher is his potter even Balayla. That's what Rashi said in the Mishnah. Rashi says here also like that. Rashi holchem advar mitzvah pturim b'yoyim u'balayla. Said Rashi, af al pi shein holchem ela b'yoyim. Even though you're mainly only traveling by daytime, you're not traveling at night. Still, you're potter at night. You don't have to find yourself a sukkah. Why not? Or mishum detridim v'doyagim b'machshev asem mitzvah. Because the person is bothered and thinking about how he's going to do the bris milah. He thinks about the mitzvah. How we could do a good job is pturim in a mitzvah. Yes, even at nighttime you're thinking about the mitzvah, that also gives you a pturim. You don't have to look for the mitzvah for a sukkah. But this, of course, is providing only that you don't have a sukkah right next to you. Of course, if you're staying by somebody's house at night, you're sleeping, you're there eating, and the person has a sukkah and it's no tircha feeding the sukkah, avadi yavachi feeding the sukkah. It just means if you're going to have to start bothering now, look around for sukkah, it will stop you from thinking about the mitzvah you have to do. Then we say you don't have to bother yourself and look around for sukkah. Keep on worrying about the mitzvah and you're part of a mitzvah sukkah. So tomorrow, ki ho de Rav Chizda. The mitzvah was with Rav Chizda, v'rabba bar Rav Huna. Ki hevi aile v'shabata de rigla. When they went on the Shabbos of Yom Tov, levei Resh Galusa. They went to visit Resh Galusa. He used to give a special shir then on the Shabbos of Yom Tov. Is hevi gani arakta de surya. You know where they slept at night? They slept at night near the river. Rashi Arakta means al svas hanor. That's where they used to sleep. They didn't sleep in the sukkah. It was sukkahs. They slept by the river. Amri, you know why? They said, anan shluche mitzvah anan. We're shluche mitzvah now. We're going lahakpo pnei rabbi. We're going to see the Resh Galusa. So therefore, pturin, we're potter for mitzvah sukkah. So on the road, they couldn't find the sukkah then, so they slept on the bank of the river. Rashi, Shaluche mitzvanan, shebonu lishmoya hadrosha. They went to hear the shir, they came to hear the drosha. Olahakpo pnei resh galusa. Also on Yom Tov, they want to visit the Rebbe, they went to hakpo pnei rabbi, so they're doing a mitzvah, so shluche mitzvah potam in a sukkah. So at night time they slept by the river, they did not sleep in the sukkah. People that watch the city, they're outside in the fields watching the city. Is bayoyim pturim in asukah bayoyim. If their job is to watch the city by daytime, so daytime they're not home, they're potter. They don't have to eat in the sukkah. But the chayov malayla comes nighttime, they go home, so they may not have to have a sukkah in the house. They have to eat and sleep in the sukkah. Shomri ear malayla. If your job is to watch the city at nighttime, pturim in asukah malayla, the chayov bayoyim, because it's not called a dvar mitzvah. Just time it's a rishus. So therefore you have the ptur like Rashi said, the pasuk says, Teshvu came to Duru. You have to be in the sukkah the same way you're at home. And here, since the whole year round, you're not at home at night or by day when you're watching, so you don't have to be in the sukkah either. So chayavim b'yom of a shomrei ear bein b'yom bein b'layla. You have a big job. You have to watch for 24 hours straight. Halacha is pturim min asukkah bein b'yom bein b'layla. Then you put it from the sukkah even at nighttime also, because that's the way you do a whole year. You don't stay home. You're outside. You can be outside by sukkahs also. What about shomrei ganos apadesim? People that's a what? You hire a guy to watch your fields, your orchards, is pturim bein b'yom or bein b'layla. You put it from the sukkah both at night and by daytime, because that's what a shomer there. A shomer there has to watch by day and by night. So the Gemara, what's the bikasha for lev the sukkah hosum? Let him make a sukkah there in the field, and that's where he's going to live. But there's a permanent job. It's not so far away from his house. Let him make a sukkah in the fields. He's a shomer ganas upadesim. Let him make the sukkah there also. For leisvein, he'll sit there, so he could do both. He could be in the sukkah and he could also watch the fields. As if you have to watch the whole city, you can't be in one place, you have to walk around. But if you're only there to watch one field, so you could be inside your sukkah, and inside the sukkah you watch the field. So Gemara says, no. Abai Roma. Abai Roma, Teishvu came to Duru. The Pasuk says, Teishvu came to Duru, no. Like Rashi says, came to Duru. Kederav Shudar Kol Hashana Bebeisoi is Kikosvei Teru Laniach Dirosvei V'Lidurkan. The same way a whole year, if you're a person that eats and sleeps in your house at night, so therefore by Sukkot you have to leave your permanent house and go into the Sukkah. V'Lidurkan B'Sukkah Imi Tosav, you have to take your bed there, or Kli Tashmisha, whatever you need to live, you have to bring down to your Sukkah. Or Matzoisov, your sheets, V'Zer Eni Yochol Avi In Shom Mepnei HaTorech. Mashenken here, since you're a shomer, you're watching in the fields, you're watching the orchard, so to be matriach, you have to carry your bed all the way out to the fields, that's too far. Therefore, Abai holds the Torah was not mechayiv you to take all your kli tashmishoy out in the fields. That's the reason why you potter. As you only have a chiyuv sukkah if you're a person that comes home and sleeps in your house at night. So then we say, right next to your house, make a sukkah. Take out your bed, put it into the sukkah. But if you're a person that has to work far away from your house, we're not mechayiv you to take out all your beds to be outside there in the sukkah. Rava Rama is a different territory. We don't pass like Abaye. We hold like Rava. Rava Rama, Pirtza Karo Laganif. That the reason why you potter is, because if you're going to have a sukkah around the fields, the ganif will have a lot of fun. Because when the ganif sees that the shomer is inside the sukkah, so there's three walls to the sukkah, so the ganif is going to know the shomer can't watch the other three sides. So the ganif will have a bull and start stealing the other sides of the orchard. So the shomer can't be inside the sukkah, because they won't be able to watch. So about the behold like us. No, really, there would be a chiv. Wherever you are, take out the kli tashmishoy. If you're living now, the sukkah is far away, so what? Take your bed, they live there. But the reason why here the shomer can't do that, because he can't do his job. His job is to be in an open place to watch the field. So Moses, my benayah, what's the difference here? He benayah the komantere kaya the peri. Now let's say your job is only to watch one bundle of fruit. That's all. So that could be in front of you. So you could have your sukkah that's closed on three sides, and the fourth side is open facing this tree of peri, this bundle of peris. Therefore, you could be inside your sukkah, and nobody and the shomer would know, and the ganav would be afraid to steal, because you could watch him. So in such a case, you'd have a chiyuv taka to make your sukkah outside. Joshi Karu de peri, kri sho peris. Shutama the fun of Yachal Hashem of Yankan Pirtza Karela Ganef. Let's give it a moment. The Rav Oma is Pirtza Karela Ganef. The Rav says, then the Ganef will have a good time here. The Maya Benay, the Mazik Benay, the Kometik will burn the Ganef. Right. Choyle Mumisham Shem. Somebody is sick. He's part of a meeting in the Sukkah. Who are the Mishamshem people that are taking care of the Chayla, since they're being Oisik in the Mitzvah, they're being Rapa Chayla, they're helping him, they're also Potem in a Mitzvah. Now why exactly is the Chayla Potem in a Mitzvah? Potem the Chayla? But either could be the Pshat, that's what place says here. Chayla Pashto is potter because the potter that we said before. Teshra came to Duru. You have to live the way you live a whole year. Now, if somebody is sick, he tries and puts himself in the best place possible to live because he knows he wants to get better. So therefore, you don't have a chiyuv to be in the sukkah, you have a right to be in the best place to take care of yourself. Like, that's what you would do a whole year. If you're sick and you have a better place to take care, you get healthier there, you would go. So now also, sukkahs, you don't have a chiyuv to be in the sukkah, you have a right to be upstairs. What about the mishamshem, the people take care of him? Since they're doing a mitzvah, they're also potter. Tana Rabbonim, chayle sharmu, that if a sick person is potter from eating in the sukkah, loy chayle shesh b'sakona. Not only if there's a doubt if he'll die or not, the sakona safoshes, el afilu chayle shem b'sakona. Afilu, there's no sakona safoshes. For sure you'll get healthy again. Just right now you're not feeling well. Still you're potter in a sukkah. And afilu chosh pain, if you only have an eyeache, something your eyes are bothering you. The afilu chosh b'reisha, afilu you only have a headache. It's bothering you right now, and you don't feel well in the sukkah, but you're going to feel better in the house, so you have a p'tur of eating in the sukkah. Either it could be, like we said, because Teshu came to Duru, that's the way you would do a whole year round also. When you're sick, you put yourself in the best place that you can get better. So if the best place to get better is in your house, you don't have the chiv to be in the sukkah. Rosh HaGlan is also called mitzvah, it's the same svara. Like if you're mitzvah now, you feel bad. So you put them in a sukkah, you have tzar in the sukkah being there. Upstairs in the house, you'll feel better. The headache bothers you too much downstairs, so you put them from being in the sukkah. Even though Taisa says that mitzvah is also the same tzar. Taisa says, Hey mitzvah, the potru liyel min a sukkah, hainu miteshu kei teduru. Tiyei nodem da b'mokha shem mitzvah. It's also all the same svaras. But the pasuk says, the chiyah sukkah is, teshu sit there kei teduru. The same way you sit in your house. But just like in your house, you're not going to be in a place that gives you tzar, gives you pain, you'll leave that room and go someplace else. The same thing, you don't have to be in a sukkah if the sukkah is giving you tzar. You have a right to leave the sukkah, it shouldn't have to give you pain. But that's the same way you'd be in your house also, you would not stay in a room that gives you pain. So therefore, a chayla person that's sick also, if the sukkah is giving pain, he has the right to go upstairs to the house, there he'll feel better. Omer Shimon Gamliel, Pam achas chashti b'nei. One time it happened to me, my eyes hurt me. The Kaiser, I was in the city, Kaiser. The hit the Rabbi Yosef Berivi Lishen. Ani o Misham Shaychus Lasuka. And Rabbi Yosef Berivi, he was mat there, me to sleep. And the people are taking care of me, Chus Lasuka, at this Svara. I was put them in a Sukka. Since I'm a Chela right now, and it's not Teshu Kedaduru, I'm put them in a Sukka. Rav Shoro, the Ravacha Bradlo, Le Migne Bekilta Basuka. His Rav was matter Ravacha Bradla, but he also wasn't feeling well. So he's matter him to sleep in the sukkah, but under the canopy. And then it was, why? Mishum Baki. Because there were flies there. In other words, he was matter him to sleep under the canopy, even though the canopy had a shame oil. It was Gevoya High Yutfachim, and it had a gag on top of it, Rochav Tefach. Slamaisi not Mekai Nitzah Sukkah. But since he was a mitzvah in the sukkah, there were flies there, so mishum the flies, he was potter really, therefore he's matzah to sleep under the canopy, because there they wouldn't have tzar. Trashi, lemigmi bekilsa, v'yafa pi sheish lo gago, gvoya tzar, v'yavikilu chus la sukkah. Even though he's not being the kind of mitzvah sukkah, still he was matzah to him to sleep there. Why mishum boki, shinsa, on the side it says, orach pirasha ken kerel a pishbush, Biarbi, there are flies there, or zvuvim ktanim, small flies. Since there were small flies, they had a lot of tzar. So really, he was potter from being in the sukkah. Therefore, he was mad to him to sleep under the canopy. Right. Rova shorulei rabacha barado lemigne barmet lusa. It's the same thing. Rabacha barado was matir. Rava was matir, Rabacha, to sleep outside the sukkah, mishum sircha de gagishta, because it was smelling very bad from the schach, from the roof, Rasha's karka levona, shayetochim vor kakoyes ha-sukkah. The floor was smelling very bad. So since he had tsar from the smell of the floor, he didn't have to stand the sukkah, he has the p'tur, teshu came to duru, he don't have to be in a place that gives you tsar, gives you pain. Mar Rava, the time Rava goes to his own time, the yama Rava holds, Mitzayer potem in a sukkah. If somebody has tsar, and the Rashi says, Shasuki mitzarosa, we had the Gemara before, not just time you're in pain, but the pain comes because of the sukkah. In other words, if you would not be in the sukkah, you'd be upstairs in the house, you would not have this pain. The pain is only coming because you're in the sukkah, So in such a case, the Torah was not mechayiv to be in the sukkah. That's the pasuk teishu came to duru. Only live the same way you live in your house. Mashenk, like we had before, if something else is bothering you, you have problems and bothering you. So even though in the sukkah the problems bother you, you have no ptur to go outside the sukkah. Because no matter where you go, you'll have the problems. It's not the sukkah that's causing the problems, that's not a ptur of tsar. But where the tsar, the pain comes because of the sukkah, you have a ptur, you don't have to be in the sukkah. For the more of anan tanan, we learned, chayla no mishamshayim ptur min asukkah. So, chayla in, mitzdayaloi, al mishtas mashmon, if you're sick. If a person is sick, then he has the ptur not to be in the sukkah. Mashenkein stam tsar, something bothers you, is not so bad like a chayla, mashmi adachiv to be in the sukkah. So even though we said that both svaras of chayla is also the pasuk of teishu kein tiduru, but it's a bigger svara chayla. Person that's sick, then we understand like it's not healthy for him to be in the sukkah. That's why it's allowed to be upstairs. But just done because something bothers you, who says you're part of from the sukkah? Tomorrow says, Amri, I'll tell you like this. There's a difference. Chayla hu misham shas pturim. If you're sick and the people taking care of you, they also have a ptur not to be in the sukkah. Why? Because they're oisik b'mitzvah. They're taking care of a chayla. I'll face it. But mitzvah, they put them in a sukkah. If somebody has tzar, you have pain. You're not sick. Something bothers you. The smell of the sukkah bothers you. Halacha is who potter? You don't have a chiv to be in the sukkah. But you have people taking care of you that are mishamish you, they have to be in the sukkah. They don't have a ptur. Since you could be upstairs, that doesn't potter them. But they're not doing a mitzvah by taking care of you. If you're sick and they're taking care of you, they're doing a mitzvah. But if stam your mishara, stam your slave, a guy that takes care of you, he has no ptur not to be in the sukkah. So therefore, even though you have a ptur, you're a vitzayer, but the mishamosho, the people taking care of you, they have to eat in the sukkah. Right? Then the Mishnah says, oichle na'achilas arai chus la'sukkah. Shno, during sukkahs, you're allowed to eat an achil arai. A temporary eating, you're allowed to eat even outside the sukkah. For the Gemara Bekama, what's called Bekama achilas arai? How much is still called achilas arai that you're allowed to eat outside the sukkah? So Amar Rabbi Yosef Gracie says, Tarti oi tlosu beya. Even two or three eggs, whereas that's not called the kfiya suda. So if you eat the amount of food of two or three eggs worth of food, you're still allowed to eat it outside. Rashi says, Ashtayim oi sholish pomim. Yitlo teich piv. Even though you put it to your mouth two or three times, still you're allowed to eat it outside the sukkah. That's not called achilas kvah. So according to Rabbi Yosef, your mamish only have a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah on achilas kvah, like four beitzim. But less than that, you're potter. Omalay Abaya said no. Sometimes it happens that that's your whole meal. Sometimes you can be satisfied by eating two or three eggs. Who says you have to eat the size of four eggs always? It could be you're satisfied with two or three also. And that comes out to the sudas kva. So how could you say you're potter from eating two or three eggs outside the sukkah? So Elohim Rabbi, Abaya said like this, you know what this year is? Kedetoyim ba beirav. The way a Talmud, before he goes to yeshiva, he eats something, v'yayu l'kala, then he goes to hear the shiur. That much. So Rashi says, kedetoyim ba beirav v'yayu l'kala. Ba boikir, in the morning. Kishaochel l'beis ha-medrash, and they went to learn in the beis ha-medrash, v'doyag shem yimshcho ha-shmuyas. They're afraid maybe the shiur would take too long. V'toyim mole piv v'shreisa. They would only take like one egg's worth of mole piv. How much you could swallow one time, that's all. They'll fill the mouth up once and drink a little bit. That's what they used to eat. And then they would go into yeshiva. So that's called the Rei Achilas, that's called the Achilas Arai. This much, yes. More than this type of resourcer. But according to Abaye, teeth the size of an egg is also called Achilas Arai, that you would be allowed to eat outside the sukkah. But more than that, no. I will soon see how we paskin. We hold that a bay already is also. Only less than a bay to you allowed to eat. But more than a bay of bread, a size of an egg of bread, you're not allowed to eat outside the sukkah. Tana Rabbanan. Oichle na'achilas arai chus la'sukkah. You're allowed to eat on sukkahs, a small amount of eating outside the sukkah. And achilas arai, we're talking about bread, we said now this year is less than an egg's worth of bread. But if you drink, or you eat other foods like fish, or like cheese, or fruits, that no matter how much you eat, as long as you're not being kaveh desud, it's all called achilas arai. You're allowed to eat a few apples outside the sukkah. As long as you're not eating with a few people to make a kriyas, that's all called achilas arai. That's what we say, you have to have the size of a bayon that's only by bread. You're not allowed to sleep, even a small amount of sleep, outside the sukkah. Even though achila you are, but sleeping you're not allowed to. Well, my time, what's the reasoning? We're afraid maybe you fall asleep. Because he's also asking, eat the radin, arai, you're not mechuyev in sukkah. Just like you're allowed to eat arai outside, really you could sleep outside the sukkah also, a small amount of sleep. Just by sleeping, we're afraid, maybe you'll sleep too long. Rashi yirdim, shem techazven ushin av yishin kva. By a little bit sleep, who's going to wake you up? Once you fall asleep, finished. You can't wake yourself up anymore. So there we're afraid, maybe you'll sleep too long. Omalay Abayis. Abayis said, that's the reason. Elohod the time, that's what we learned. Yoshin Odom Shinas Arai B'Tfilin. Even though you're wearing tefillin, you're allowed to take a small amount of sleep. You're allowed to take a doze off. Avoloy Shinas Tva, but you can't have a prayer, you can't sleep well. For the Gemara Kasha, Lecha Shem Yidom. What do you mean you're allowed to take a small nap wearing tefillin? Why aren't we afraid? Maybe you fall asleep and sleep too long? And the Xeru there is by tefillin. You're not allowed to, because Shem Yafiach Ben. You're afraid you let some wind out. And you're not allowed to do that when you're wearing tefillin. So that's why we say you're not allowed to wear tefillin when you're sleeping. So the kashrut is, then how could you sleep a little bit with the tefillin? We're talking about there where you have somebody to wake you up. You told your friend, I only want to sleep for 5 minutes, and then wake me up. The mask of Lora Mesharshiyo, Arvecho Arvo Tzorich, like who says even one waker is enough? Maybe he'll also fall asleep. That still should not be enough. Once you fall asleep, we have to be afraid maybe the person that's supposed to wake you up will also wake you up. Bites didn't have a alarm clock then. But so it's still a kasha. Still, we should be afraid maybe you'll sleep too long. Or better, you know, alarm clock won't wake you up either. Once you're sleeping already. Elohim Rabba Bar Bachonim. Om Rabbi Yechanan. B'meniach Roishoy Ben Virkov Askinim. We're talking about you sleeping in a way that you can't sleep too long. You put your head down in between your knees. That's the way you're resting. So you can't sleep too long there. Rather, the body lo yudim. You can't fall asleep that way. So you're only taking a small nap. That's why it's mutter. So according to this pshat, if you put your head in between your knees on sukkahs, also you'll be allowed to take a small nap outside the sukkah. Rav Ram Rav says no. Ein kfa l'shina. That there's no din kfa by shina. So Rashi says, Rav Ramah, l'shema yudim l'chashina. I'm not afraid maybe you'll fall asleep too long. Hilkach, but tefillin shori. By tefillin there, a small nap you're allowed to. The sukkah, haino time of the osa, shina sarai. You know why by sukkah you're not allowed to even sleep a little bit outside the sukkah? Lefi sheng kfa l'shina. Means there's no din kfa, there's no din how long sleep is called sleeping. The ein bo chilek ben kfa l'arai. There's no difference between a long sleep or a small sleep. A 2 minute sleep is also called sleep. So if the mitzvah sukkah is to sleep in the sukkah, no matter how small the sleep is, it has to be in the sukkah. Then you sukkah sheno dem kvei atzmo l'shina. Shepomim sheno elo menamne mat v'daya v'kach. Sometimes the people only take a small nap, that's all they need. Hilkach, zui shinosei, that's just sleeping. And the Torah says, teishu kein tiduru, you have to live in the sukkah. So if sleeping is part of living, any type of sleeping has to be done in the sukkah. V'gabe tefillin, the time is shem yefiach ben. By tefillin, it's not a din, you can't really sleep with tefillin. There we're only afraid if you sleep too long, maybe you'll let some wind out. V'lav nishum isa shina, b'ni empurta layosu dehafochem. So therefore we say, if you sleep a little bit, we're not afraid you'll let some wind out. So if a buy tefillin, we really, you are allowed to sleep with tefillin. Just you're afraid you'll let some wind out. We're a little bit, we're not afraid. A lot, we're afraid. Mashenken by sukkah, the mitzvah is to do your sleeping in the sukkah. So even a little sleeping is also called a sleeping kva. There's no difference between a kva and an arai by sleeping. Bavatani. Yeah, Tony Chod, the one brisa says, Yoshin Odin b'tfilin shinas arai. You're allowed to take a little sleep with your tefillin. Avloy shinas kva, not take a real good sleep. V'tanyi, another brisa says, ben kva ben arai. You're not allowed to even take a small nap wearing your tefillin. V'tanyi, another brisa says, loy kva v'loy arai. That can't take even a temporary one. You can't sleep. So here it's a three-way machlokes here. So Mar says, loy kash, there's no steer here. Hodin noket lo biyodei. One is where you're holding it in your hands. Then Rashi says, like fav, like arai shem yiplum yodoi. Then we're afraid maybe the tefillin will fall out of your hands and fall on the floor. So if you're not wearing them, you're just holding your tefillin in your hands, then you can't even take a small nap. Because even a small nap, we're afraid it'll fall out, it's not covered at tefillin. One is talking about when you're wearing it, you're wearing the tefillin. So then we're not afraid to fall out of your hands. Trash deman chibreshim. Arai muta. So a small nap you're allowed to take. Because we're not afraid to fall out of your hands, and we're not afraid mishum afocha by a small nap. The kvaos Hashem yafiach. But to take a long nap, that's also because then we're afraid maybe you let some wind out. Where do we say both is muta? Where we say both is mutter, ha deparis sudra alayu. One is where you covered it up. Trashi haniche meitzam reshaisav. You put it near your head. Bein kfa bein aray. You're allowed to do both. You're allowed to sleep then. Tlanit nuter l'malchi yeshoris. Like what can you do there? As long as you're not wearing your tefillin and your tefillin is just near you, so that's mutter. You're allowed to sleep. Like what else can you do? That's the case. That's mutter. Ha deparis sudra alayu. Marvakama shinas aray. What's called now a shinas arai that we say you're allowed to sleep wearing your tefillin? Tony Rami by Cheskel, k'day hiluch meya ama. How long it takes you to walk 100 amis? That's how long you're allowed to sleep wearing your tefillin. More than that is awesome. Tanya nami hochi hayoshin betfillin. If somebody sleeps when he's wearing a tefillin, v'roya keri, and he sees some zera comes out of him. So Rashi says v'roya keri means with sarach lesalkam reishoy boid hakeri olav. You have to now take off the tefillin, even though you have keri on your body. Is alacha oiches b'ritzua. Grab onto the ritzuas of the tefillin. Hold on to the straps of the tefillin.